Yeah, so my name is Marvina, and I'm with DC Central Kitchen, and we partner with American University, and we're out in the community talking to people about how the pandemic has affected them. Your name?
My name is Katina. Katina.
Okay. How you doing, Katina? Nice to meet you.
Fine.
Okay, so how has the pandemic affected you and your family?
A big, well, especially with my seven-year-old, him going to school and his sickness. So, you know, it's job hard, you know, because any little sickness they get, then as though they're not virtual no more, that he has to be out of school. So, and back and forth to the doctors. And then it's hard with the mask.
Okay. So that's actually been the biggest challenge for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And has there anything that has been good?
Yeah, the vaccine shot for as far as me. Uh-huh. But I still got to wear the mask, but yeah.
Okay. Okay. And can you take just one word to sum up what the pandemic has meant?
The pandemic has meant good benefits as far as them helping us with different stuff, because people been out of work. We have been out of work. So it's been helpful.
Okay. Is there something you hope will be different that will change after the pandemic for you and your family, or just the nation in general?
Yes, just the devil work, just go head on, and we can continue on with our lives and visit our family as choose.
Yes, that's wonderful. And did you know what public health was before the pandemic?
Yes.
You did?
Yes.
Okay, okay. And so what do you think, what is your, how do you describe public health? And what does it mean to you?
Public health, I mean, it's very important because you have to keep your body in order and different things, but you cannot do that now because of the pandemic. So it's a big part of the pandemic just as well.
Okay. And where do you get your information from that you can trust?
My doctors, Anacostia Health Clinic.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. And do you shop at the corner stores?
Yes.
How often do you shop at the corner stores?
Frequently.
Frequently. And what do you think of their products? What do you think of
it? It's getting better.
It's getting better? The mm-hmm. fruits and vegetables?
Yes.
Okay.
Most definitely.
Okay. And are there any programs that your family benefited from during the pandemic? Did you have any problem with food access?
A little, as far as my food stamps, because, you know, they don't send out the letters like they supposed to, because people don't get their mail, and their food stamps been cut off where I'm just coming from. And, you know, that's drive hard, because you got to get food in your house.
So do you know about Martha's Table?
Yes, I know about Martha's Table.
And Bread
yes.
for the City?
Yes.
Okay, okay. Alrighty. And
Bread for the City just opened back up.
Yeah. And what is the biggest challenge about the COVID-19 that you fear, you know, about the COVID-19?
Just a whole bunch of deaths. It's just not expected and not...
And did you feel at
set
risk?
With.
Did you feel at risk of getting the COVID?
I got my two shots. So right now, I just fear for the people that don't have it.
Okay, okay. And how do you think the District of Columbia, like the mayor, what type of job do you think they did during the COVID? You know, taking care of the city and the people in the city. What do you think of that?
They did a good job as far as feeding the people and make sure that they was okay as far as their benefits.
Okay, and what is your position on the vaccine?
I done got two shots.
Okay, okay. And is there anything that you want to say that I didn't ask you, that we didn't talk about?
No, thank you. I just pray to God, help it go on, and everybody get vaccine so we can go on with our lives, and especially the kids.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you taking out the time. You can come down to the table. She's going to take a picture. She can get one of her own. Oh, okay.
It looks like it's...